This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Once again, continuing with celebrating the life and learning from the death of Sheikh Abdullah Kamil. Rahimahullah, we really lost a star last week, a star of the Quran. I want to share in this short clip some jewels from the janazah itself, from the funeral procession, because it was being widely circulated in Arabic, and I'm not sure if anyone, you know, is giving it the due attention in English, about how Allah sealed the life of this man. Sheikh Abdullah Kamil, after completing the month of Ramadan, leading the Muslims in Taraweeh all across the United States, as his visit was winding down, he was in New Jersey and he was with a friend, and they spent the whole morning together remembering Allah Azza wa Jal and reminding each other and rejuvenating each other's faith. They came back to the masjid, he led the Dhuhr prayer, and then he went for a short nap, and Allah called back his soul peacefully in that nap. But the burial was on Friday, and of the amazing things we heard at the janazah, at the funeral procession, is that one of them was from the Sheikh that flew in from California, because between him and Sheikh Abdullah Kamil was a mutual promise that whoever of us dies first will wash the other. And he was saying, ask anyone in the room during the washing. He was saying this at the gravesite to us. His face was his face as we've always known it, with that beaming smile of a child. He had that innocent, cheerful smile always on his face when he wasn't reciting the Quran and melting his heart and ours with it. And whoever met the Sheikh for a moment knows this. I mean, he had the mind of 10 men. He was a scholarly man. And he had the eyes of a pious man, constantly, you know, crying, weeping from the love of Allah and the fear of Allah and the longing for meeting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he always had that smile on his face that filled the room with energy. And he says that on that washing table, that smile never wavered. And we know from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that people are given the glad tidings of their reward before they die, and that the believer in particular dies with ease. Their death, it does not contain the anguish of those who are corrupt. So that's a beautiful sign for us to cling on to in good hopes for the Sheikh, but also, as you know, a true goal for us as well. And he was saying also, ask anyone in the room how 48 hours later, the stiffening that happens to most corpses did not happen with his body. His body was as flexible and cooperative as it was being moved about in the washing as someone that had just died a few short minutes ago. And that is, inshallah, another good sign that we hope for. Another amazing jewel from the janazah, another one of the scholars of the Quran stood over his grave and says that when the posts went out that the Sheikh has passed and the funeral is on such and such a date and time, a sister reached out to him and said that I had seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I believe the previous night, in a dream. And he was holding the hand of a man that I could not recognize. I knew the description of the Prophet ﷺ, but not the description of this man. So I just assumed, naturally, he was one of the companions whose physical features I'm unfamiliar with. And then I wake up and I open up social media and I see the graphics and I see the obituaries. I see the note, and it was actually the hand of Sheikh Abdullah Kamil being held by the hand of the Prophet ﷺ. And I've never seen the Sheikh's face before the death notice. So what a beautiful reassurance, what a beautiful sign that fills us also with hope. We can never say things conclusively. We are not gods, we are servants. But it makes us hopeful servants that God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is pleased with this man who lived his life in dedication to Allah and his book and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And a third and final capture from the janazah for you is one of the mashayikh recall that Allah sent us a glad tiding through another dream by another righteous person, insha'Allah, that he saw the Shaykh ascending a very, very, very high minbar, like a pulpit or an altar. And he just kept climbing and climbing and climbing till he got to the very top of that minbar, of that altar. And then he turned around to everyone and he recited to them the verse in Surah Yasin, Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani minal mukramin. Oh, how I wish that my people knew how my Lord has forgiven me and honored me in the most special way. And he said, you know, automatically it jumped to my mind the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it will be told to the companion of the Quran, the truly committed person to Allah's verses and book, recite and climb, and your station will be determined by the very last verse you're able to recite. So that ultimate Quran competition in the hereafter, he was allowed to see. Insha'Allah, it was a true vision. Sheikh Abdullah Kamil reached the pinnacle of it due to his attachment to the Quran. May Allah have mercy on his soul and sanctify his grave and reunite us with him at the heights of Jannah. Allahumma Ameen.